Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Andrew's having none of the hipsters with their kids in the boxes in the front of the bike. It amazes me, he says, quite rightly, that we have very strict rules on child car seats, and yet you're allowed to stick your kids in a flimsy box in the front of your bike. And there you go. And we'll go to Cork now, and another hipster, food writer Lily Higgins. Hi, Lily, in the Cork studio.
Hi, Brendan. I'm a young hip person.
So, Lily, we're going to do a special meal today, a date night dinner, and we're at home, right? And everyone's thinking, oh, that's a lovely idea, but I'll never do it. Because there are obstacles to creating magic moments at home, aren't there? Let's be frank. I have one or two of them, and you have a few as well.
I do. Three. I won't say their names. But no, I think weekends are super busy, especially, you know, like there's loads of sport and extracurricular things. So at the moment now with my gang, it's just loads of sport. You know, there's matches on and loads of washing. So, and we tend to stick to reliables when it comes to cooking as well. So, you know, you don't have time to sort of start a new delicious recipe when, you know, everyone's running in and out. And as well as that, we're reheating a lot of dinners as well. You know, like people are having dinner at different times. So that's happening a lot. So one of us will always sit down with the kids and eat and chat about their day and stuff. So then that just leaves one adult eating on their own, you know, which can be lovely as well. But that's not the theme of today.
So you have two alternative ideas. One is that if dinner time doesn't work for a little mum and dad time or alone time, that you could go for a nice brunch time kind of date.
Yeah, exactly.
Love in the afternoon kind of thing, if you want
it. Yeah, exactly. So say usually now on a Sunday morning, you know, the kids are delighted, they're big into their gaming and stuff like that. You know, they might be doing some sort of event online, and that's ideal. So we just take that time, that few hours, to just make a pot of coffee. I love just, you know, nice granola and yogurt and fruit, and just take a bit of time, stuff that I wouldn't do midweek. And you could do that. You could do something with eggs, you know, beautiful brunch recipes. And it's very relaxing. And it's just about identifying those moments, I think, Brendan, you know, the potential.
You see, that to me sounds way more relaxing now than trying to have a date night dinner, I have to admit. That sounds like a lovely morning. And
Yeah.
Okay, so look, if you're going to go the full Monty then and have a date night dinner and make things a little bit special, a few elements to make it a little bit special. You've one genius idea here. So simple, but chilling glasses. It really is one of life's little luxuries, isn't it? A glass
it
out of the freezer.
Yeah, it really is. So you just have your glasses in the freezer and just, I always have loads of ice as well. I just love it. And I don't know what the difference is between just, you know, tap water straight from the tap, or else like a jug of water with ice and slices of lemon and your chilled glasses. And it just, you know what, it just tells the other person, like, I've thought ahead, I've planned this, this is a lovely moment. And, you know, you just enjoy your drink a little bit more and you relax a bit. So I love doing that. I love lighting a candle. I think especially now come this weather, there's a huge storm here in Cork today, and lighting candles in the house are just lovely. You know, in the middle of the table, it just marks it as a moment and as an occasion. We're all going to sit down and chat, and you tend to sort of stay at the table a little bit longer as well if there's a candle lighting. You know, it's like having a fire, isn't it? You know, you're kind of around the candle, you're kind of chatting, and the kids kind of tend to drift off. So sometimes I make the moment, it can be dessert as well, or it can be like having a cheese board and crackers and staying at the table chatting that little bit longer afterwards, you know.
Okay, so it's something to elevate and say that we've decided this is special, the little signifiers. I like it.
Exactly.
So come here, in terms of a menu then, I presume you want something you can prepare ahead so that you can then like be in the moment when you're actually on your home date night.
Exactly, yeah. So you don't want to feel like guilty that the other person is running around or stressed out that you need to help them or anything. So I love to pick a theme. So it could be Italian or French, or all really reliable, because they've got great starter main desserts. You know, there's lovely dessert options with Italian and French. So pick your theme and prep ahead if you can. So things like, you know, chocolate lava cakes that you can put in the fridge, and then come dessert time, just throw them in the air fryer for 10 minutes. I've got a recipe for that on my Instagram at the moment, and it's really easy because you can do it.
And we will be putting it up on our website too. I'll take your Instagram and raise you our website. So that's a kind of a chocolate fondant-y, that
like
melting
a chocolate lava cake.
In the air fryer.
In the air fryer.
Amazing.
Yeah. So usually air fryers are not reliable for baking, but they're perfect for this because you want it to have that lovely crust on the outside and to still be sort of gooey and luscious on the inside. Perfect for a chocolate lava cake. So I do love that.
Okay, so we put that one up. And
yes.
Then for a main course, you are suggesting the very appropriate Marry Me Chicken, to which they will say, I did like, and this is how my life has turned out. We're having date night at the kitchen table.
Exactly. This is why I married a hun. So it's actually a really good one for doing the slow cooker as well. And I've given you the full recipe for that as well. It's really easy. So, and kids love it as well. Like, do you know what I think is a really good thing to
forget
do?
Forget the kids. Forget the kids. The kids get all the rest of the time. Don't forget them.
But you can set up a little room. You know, you can set them up in the living room with the tablecloth and they're delighted.
Yeah,
so what
enough.
I'm saying is set up your own thing in the kitchen or the dining room, and the chicken is absolutely delicious because it's kind of one of these one pot dishes, and you can have it with mashed potatoes, like a creamy sun-dried tomato basil chicken dish. You can have it with mashed potato, or you can like put tortellini in there as well and just have like bowls of it, which is real comfort food but also really delicious.
Okay, I'm going for the mashed potato. Come here, are we gonna chance having a cocktail, or is that ill-advised? What do you think?
I mean, I've done it, you know, and you see what happens is I tend to not really care then about the dinner.
Yes,
you know, once you've had a second cocktail, you think,
the second cocktail, definitely. You're not eating at that point, are you?
You're in it. So then that's when you take out a block of cheese and crackers and you say, like, this is lovely, this is perfect. We haven't had a night like this in ages. So I think cocktails are lovely, but what I tend to do is kind of make them into spritzes, you know, so you could have an Aperol spritz and just kind of lighten it up, or just add a bit of Prosecco and, you know, to cordial and things like that. Just make lighter drinks. But you know what I actually love before a meal and it really whets the appetite is Sambuca and ice cold water.
Really?
Oh, I love it. It's so nice. If you just put like 2 cubes of ice in a glass, your shot of Sambuca and a little bit of cold water and just sip it like as you're getting the dinner even, and it's absolutely delicious.
Okay.
So nice.
And come here, before you go, what about a few nibbles to fancy things up before we have the main course?
Yeah, so I absolutely love just having things like olives and that out, you know, and toasted almonds, and like a green salad is also really nice, you know, and very fuss-free, you know, you literally are tipping a bag of leaves into a bowl. I love endive leaves drizzled with like a balsamic glaze is really gorgeous because you just pick them up and eat them and they're crunchy and they're not too heavy either, you know. I like to keep nibbles and things light, especially if you're having sort of a creamy main course. I think that's really good, you know.
Okay, that all sounds fantastic
and
really doable and everything, but
yeah,
I think the chilled glasses is my big takeaway from today.
Yeah.
Lily Higgins, thank you so much for braving the weather down there in Cork. You can get back in your cargo bike now and cycle back down to Cove.
Thanks,
Lily.